Hi everyone, and welcome to Video Gaming is Good. I'm your co-host, Darren, aka Emo, and
I'm the other co-host, Lino Vukovic-Glazer.
that's us. And welcome to episode 7 of Video Gaming is Good. Thanks for joining us, and remember once again that we're not pros, ain't that right, Lee?
That is damn straight there, am I?
Yeah, that's damn shit. Again, we apologize for our delay. We
My
tend
fault.
to, yeah, we but we always tend to delay every single time we do this, though. Don't be surprised if we delay it again for the next show, but yeah, apparently it was Lee's fault. What was the problem there, Lee?
I was quite crook.
Yeah, he was quite crook, and well, he couldn't do much, so couldn't have Lee sick and then expect him to do a podcast as well. It just wouldn't be humane, I guess, so.
In fact, I think you should be more amazed when we actually get a podcast out on that Saturday that we say. I think everyone will be so happy. They'll just be falling over themselves, going, "Oh my God, they got it out on time! That's what's going on."
It's out of the norm.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so enough of the normal household stuff. We'll get straight on to what we know, and we'll bring you the news. And the first article, once again, is brought to you by Lee.
Okie dokie. This article is called Wii Ethernet Kit Free Opera. Damn straight. And are you going to do an opera rendition?
No.
Well, that's a bit limited. Anyway, the article goes on to say that, as we know, that Wii will have online capabilities, can connect to a network, but it comes with only Wi-Fi as standard. And what does this mean for people without a wireless network like myself? And you, Emma, you got a wireless network?
No, I don't. I got blue cables running through my house, so yep.
Right. So where does that leave, punters like us, huh? It leaves us pretty high and dry. But anyway, Nintendo comes to our rescue by saying they're going to offer a Ethernet kit where we can throw that in the back of the Wii, and we can plug her into the rest of the network, and off we go, which is good. We're also going to be offered a free copy of the Opera browser, which I can't say I'd actually get much of a use out of because I have a computer. But that's cool. I'm down with free.
And it also mentions that it's free until June 2007. So after that date, you have to purchase it using some kind of points inside the Wii. And but if you copy, I mean, if you download it before the date, it'll still be free to use. So best if you ever do, if you do get a Wii, quickly grab this free Opera browser, and so you can use it without having to fork out any money.
There you go.
So, I guess it's a win-win situation for those of us who are unfortunate enough not to have a Wi-Fi connection. But also, I guess, a bit secure now, how you might be thinking, could someone try to hack into my Nintendo Wii, using the whatever they do, people with their laptops go around streets trying to find hotspots and all that, so.
Yes, they could have unauthorized access to your Wii.
Yes, and, they could come and steal all your points or something like that, but,
That'd be terrible.
that'd be terrible. Oh well, that's damn hackers. Oh, anyway, we'll
On to
move on.
you.
Yes, we move on to the next article, and this one is titled "Lord of the Rings Director Signs On for Halo Game." Now, if I get this right, there it is. Just looking at my screen, is that we all know Peter Jackson, who won Academy Awards for Lord of the Rings films. Apparently, he has signed with Microsoft to form a development studio to make a new Halo game. Now, this is not Halo 3, which we already know is in the works and will be coming out next year, and it is also not the newly announced Halo Wars, the RTS game for the Xbox 360, which is being created by Ensemble Studios. This is a new, totally new game that Peter Jackson is basically in charge of creating, and I guess this is really good because it's like now the gaming industry is, it is taking off, still taking off, and it's like, such a big part of the economy now, is that we're getting well-known and acclaimed people coming into the industry to, produce games, and gaming is taken more seriously. So to get someone like Peter Jackson, behind such a phenomenal game like Halo, I'm sure heaps of people out there be, absolutely ecstatic and just can't wait to see what he can bring to all of us.
Yeah.
Anything you want to add to that, Lee?
Yeah, well, it sounds pretty good. A bit of a use for the high def DVD bit of the 360, which should be good. Good to see some high def stuff starting to come out. The RTS that they're looking at looks pretty good. Well, it sounds pretty good. It's good that games have sort of, you know, got this sort of level within the sort of entertainment industry now. Hopefully we could see some mergers in the future, which would be pretty nice. It's all good in the hood.
Yeah, it's all good. And, you know, I can only guess it'll just get better from now on. Peter Jackson, great. I'm sure you all seen the Halo. I'm not sorry, the Lord of the Rings movie, and what is it? I think like the full version of it, the extended edition, goes for 9 hours straight. Which I'm sad to say I have sat through and watched all of it 9 hours straight. Have you managed to sit through one of the movies, Lee?
I've tried to sit through the first one. I was given the extended version. I said, "You're right, Lee. You got to see this extended version. It's bloody good, mate." I've tried three times now, and I can't get more than half an hour in before I fall asleep. It's the only movie that I actually fall asleep to reliably. It's probably a bit sad if I call myself a nerd that I can't say I can actually watch Lord of the Rings. So I don't know.
Yeah, but I don't know. I guess it's just one of those movies that I really, really loved. So, had to watch it one sitting through. So I think that went for 9 hours. So I don't know. I kind of proud of that, I guess, sitting on my ass for 9 hours. But but yeah, and I don't know what else to say about this, but for people who love Halo, you got three games already in the works coming out soon, so everyone who follows it strongly, that'd be good. Personally, I'm not really much into Halo. I've been more into the PC side of things, so there's other first person shooters out there besides Halo that I'm more into, but really that's another story. So good news for Halo lovers, and back to you, Lee, for the third article.
Yes, this is an article titled Bully for You, and it was by Clive Thompson, apparently no relation to Jack Thompson. anyway, this chap, he wrote this article about the new game coming out from Rockstar called Bully, and obviously we all thought that it'd be typical Rockstar fashion. You act as the bully, going around smacking the crap out of people and generally being a bully. That's not the case. In his opening bit, he writes that you're smacking some kid to pieces, and then you give him a hand up, and you tell him that you shouldn't bully people. What the hell?
So you're saying that he's the you play the anti-bully in this game?
Pretty much. You sort of you sort of
but,
don't really.
Okay, what's going on? This is Rockstar, the guys who made GTA, right? So I'm expecting you to, lay the smack down on little kids if you're the bully, but to help them? No, this isn't right. You gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, well, in the article, good old Clive there, he writes that in the previous games there was it was sort of like a subtle cynicism against today's society, like he mentions the radio hosts of the various radio stations and all sorts of stuff. I think maybe Rockstar are a bit sick of always copying flack for every single game they come out with, probably from Jack Thompson. And so I think they're probably, as the guy said, they're sort of aiming to sort of make a commentary on society, but maybe a less subtle way. But I'm looking forward to playing it. Sounds good.
It's definitely a change from what you expected, so.
Yeah, well, without car chase, I mean, what am I going to have to do?
First they brought us GTA, and then they brought us, I think, that table tennis game or something, didn't they? I think they did that. Yeah, and now they're doing anti-bullying, so what's next? Some kind of flower pot growing or some, happy zone thing, but.
Really?
I don't
When's
know.
That coming out? What have you heard? Oh, I want to get that. Is that going to be Xbox 360? I've got to get one now.
I don't know, man. But anyways, I guess, big surprise for everyone out there and all the media out there who, gave it smack saying that, it's going to be all detrimental to the kids and, this isn't right. Well, suck. You're all wrong. Once again, it's been proven that the media is full of it when it comes to video games, which we all know that they personally are, so.
Yeah.
Well, I guess this game does seem interesting in a way, and for all those out there who, I guess, any who's been bullied before and maybe want to, see how you can help you out or something like that. Oh, I'm just lost for words now. Just that. Oh,
Go
I don't
play
know.
it.
What to say. Yeah, go play it. It sounds interesting, you know. Yeah. So you know, you can become the, I guess, the superhero of the high school when you save kids or even little kids from, you know, getting bullied.
Yes.
Okay, now we just recently read an article, a really short article, that just asked the question about, do you replay completed games? And I was talking about, you know, the replay value of games and such. So we thought, hey, this would make a great topic for podcasts. And since we couldn't think of anything else in the last 30 minutes, hey, we'll talk about it too.
Does it show that we're not pros at all?
Yeah, we don't rehearse this, man. This is all off the bat. So you probably hear more ums and ahs than actual more content in this, so... you know what I mean. So, Lee, do you replay games that you've completed?
Yes.
Oh, okay, now, such as?
Okay, alright, like the Grand Theft Auto series. Of course.
Of course. Oh, no.
Play that. Play
and
that
why, do you, why do you replay that game if you finished it, Lee?
I quite like the sort of freeform play of it. Plus, usually when I play it the first time, it's usually just to get through the storyline, and the subsequent times is to get 100% completion. So there's that. I play NHL 06 over and over again.
Why, just for the penalties?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Gotta get the penalties. Sort of racing games, I can play them over again, sort of, a bit. RTS, like Gens and Zero Hour, yeah, play that over and over. But things like Fear or just first-person shooter games, I can't really play them over and over again. Once you've sort of got through the storyline, I don't really care, you know.
There's nothing. There's nowhere to branch off from what you've completed already, I guess. That's what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I get, you know, I don't know. I'm a bit of a different side on that. Like for first-person shooters, or well, not first really first-person, but you know, the Splinter Cell series. How we all know. Well, basically, anybody who knows me, they know I love military, secret agent, government, conspiracies, anything to do with that. So I'm a big fan of, you know, Splinter Cell, Rainbow Six, Ghost Recon, and all that. So those sort of games, especially Splinter Cell, I'll play it through again after I finished it, because what they introduced in Splinter Cell was there was numerous ways, well, mostly numerous ways to complete objectives or get to from point A to point B instead of, you know, taking the route on the, you know, the streets. You can probably go by the roofs on top of the building. So to find those little new paths, as you would say, to complete the objectives in those type of games, I would definitely replay a game just to, you know, find out what I missed or if there's a different way to complete a scenario that I've played already. Other games? What was it that you just talked about? Yeah, racing games. Racing games, for most racing games nowadays, I guess the ones I played the most was probably the Need for Speed series, and they kind of had a, I guess, a story with the Need for Speed Underground and Most Wanted.
Sort of story, kind of?
Well, okay, so basically it's like, you got a race to get away from cops, as in Most Wanted, I think. And also in Underground, you had to try and impress some girl or something like that. But it's basically just racing. And do you play it over again? A bit, if I really like it. Not really much. That's the thing. Like, once you've completed a race, that's it. I whooped your ass, so you don't need me to whoop it again for you. So
yeah.
It's like that one. What else I want to talk about? RTS games, honestly, I don't really play RTS games for the story or the single player. I more like play it for multiplayer. So I'll play it for like, I'll say to myself, I'm going to finish this game in single player, but I'll only play it like halfway through and then I'll just get bored of it because I'm going, I've done everything, can't really bother playing anymore. But there are some games out there that we do replay a lot and there are some that we don't, but those are opinions, I guess. Other games, I guess you could say we play. Oh, I just started playing, was it the new Super Mario Brothers again?
No, what, right from the start?
Yeah, well, I just started today, right from the start. I think because I was bored, basically. So I said, "Oh, you know, I'll try this on the stand." But, you want to see if you find anything new, which I doubt because I already found everything the first time I went through. But
yeah.
I guess I just wanted to try Mario again. You know, you want to get the same experience as you had before. It's also like if you haven't played a game for a while and you really want to, you know, go back to how it felt, or you know, you get that nostalgia feeling about it, you'll just go back to it. So, just also one hint I guess I want to say about the Mario game is that when you first start it up, you get the little, I guess, the cutscene you see of Mario walking with the princess, and then you see the castle gets attacked or something. But if you start it up using the cheat code to get Luigi will be in that cutscene. So, you know, it's a nice difference, I guess, in a way.
Mario needs a less accident-prone girlfriend.
Why is it that she's always getting kidnapped? What is it with her that they all like so much?
I don't know.
You don't know? I know. And there's always Bowser, his family, that does it, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like Sideshow Bob in The Simpsons, you know? Just always at it. You know? Oh, got to admire that, though. You know, got to admire the determination. You got to admire that.
Maybe Bowser wants to dress for himself. I don't know, but hey, to each their own, I guess.
Could be.
You know, cross-dressing, dinosaur-looking thing. Huh? We've seen worse, haven't we? Anything else to mention about replaying completed games?
Well, the thing says games you can't complete, like Tetris. Well, I mean, I replay SimCity, if you sort of say replay anyway, SimCity context. I play SimCity a lot, like every week, and I'm always running through things to try, things to fix this, you know, sort that out, change this, etc., etc. And that replay has, you know, basically started the day I started playing it. I haven't stopped playing it. I mean that sort of thing. You know, the games that don't end, they tend to, well, at least seem to hold my interest for quite a while, like The Sims 2. My virtual Lee Novakovic is doing much better than me.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, he's got a job, and he's finished university. In fact, this university add-on is much like university in real life. See, if you study and work hard, you don't do anything fun.
But the difference I'll let you carry on, sorry, mate.
Yeah, just like in real university. But if you screw around and don't do any work, you fail. But you have tons of fun. It's just like real university.
Yeah, but the virtual Lee is not sitting on his computer playing a Sims game, you know, about himself. I guess in a way, it's like he's not playing a game, but you can actually finish it. So the moral is that if you stop playing games, you'll probably finish university.
Oh, I have finished university, so
I mean, like, you're about, I guess you're doing your honours, aren't you, or something like that?
Yeah, next year, yeah.
Ooh, see, we got a smart man on the podcast, so, you know.
Although virtually he's going to have a problem soon because he has a wife, but he is also having an affair with the maid and the cleaning woman. No, sorry, the gardening woman, so that could pose an issue for him later.
Okay, so only have affairs in game. That's another point when I tell all you little kids out there, don't do it in real life. You know, just because the when you talk about violence, you know, don't do it in real life. You talk about the same thing about affairs and anything wrong with relationships. Don't do that in real life. So
yeah, just don't do anything in real life. Just play.
But back to the point. I guess Leo was mentioning about how we play SimCity and all that. Those games you can play numerous, you know, infinite ways of. No, not completing it, but doing your objectives, you know, like build a house here, you know, build whatever, blah, blah, blah. You can do so many different scenarios and paths to take to doing what you want to do. So, you know, so I guess you can say it's the same with Tetris. There's so many different ways to make a line. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, multiplayer games, I guess they want to exclude it because, you know, there's no story to it. It's just to play against each other, but you know, multiplayer games do get replayed no matter what, even though I guess you can't finish it, you can just go on and on. I guess that's a big seller for people, but
Then you've got World of Warcraft that ties up two little categories in there, multiplayer and never ending.
Oh, don't start me up in World of Warcraft. You know, it's a great game, but it just kind of sucks you in too much. And I guess I could say I have been there. So, you know, hi, my name is Emo, and I'm an addict to World of Warcraft. So,
Oh, hi, Ammo.
thanks for the support. I really appreciate that.
No worries, man.
But, yeah, honestly, World of Warcraft never ends. And don't forget, they got their expansion coming out next month, so...
More time wasted there.
Yeah, but to Blizzard is a great money earner. It's like they got, 7 million players, and each player pays $15 a month? So
well, why can't we get in on stuff like that?
Well, we never made a game that just, blew the world away, get everyone involved, like Warcraft.
I'll do that tomorrow. I'll do that tomorrow.
Yeah, put it on your to-do list, mate.
No worries.
Yeah. Don't forget the other things, finish uni, don't have a fair, blah, blah, blah.
Done. There's the plan for a successful life, people.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. But, now we're just plowing along. We're just wasting time. So anyone who's actually listening to this, we apologize. It's kind of boring, I guess. But, hey, this is our take on the gaming issue, and you decided to listen to us, so you know what you're getting into. This is our 7th episode, so I'm sure you probably think, hey, I know these guys now. The two ugliest guys in the podcast community.
Yeah. And we're not pros. So, I mean, don't think that we're able to, read the time or anything.
Time? There's no time in this. Time is irrelevant when you're in the internet.
That's right.
Yes. But yeah, I don't know. Anything else you want to talk about? Just replay games or stuff?
Nah.
Nah, not really. But so basically, we just said, yeah, we do replay games, especially if they can have an open end world, especially, the GTA series. That was, I guess, one big. What's the word I just lost now? Well, I don't know. It's just open-ended. Open-ended. That's not a word, is it?
I think it is now. Along with Fort Week.
Oh, Fort Week. Oh man. Yeah. Damn it. No.
I think I would like to know if Chris Judd 3. I'd like to know if he replays his games.
Oh yeah. I guess we'll put the question out there to anyone listening who's game enough to post a comment on the website.
We don't bite.
Yeah, well, we can't, because we can't touch them.
That's true.
But... Okay, but anyway, if you want to put a comment up, we'll ask the question to you guys. Do you replay completed games? You can say yes, no, simple as that, or you can go the full shebang and give us a huge essay about it.
Yes.
Which we'll probably take as our own and send to some kind of media center and say, hey, look, we wrote an essay.
We'll make squillions.
Of your work, and, we'll claim it as our own. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So, post a comment up there, boys and girls, if you want to, and we'll talk about it in the next episode.
So, what have you been playing?
Yes. What I've been playing... I've been playing the DEFCON demo. Have you tried it out?
I have. I have indeed.
And what do you think of it?
I like it. It's very much like that movie War Games.
Yep, for those who don't know what a DEFCON game is about, it's like, you've seen the old movie War Games, right, with Matthew Broderick, I think, and the storyline was that he breaks into, a military institution.
NORAD.
Yeah, something like that, and he believes it's, the supercomputer is, the latest video game that's not, released yet, but apparently it's this, artificial intelligence computer that controls the nukes or something around the world, isn't it? Something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so the game is basically similar. It's got the old, I don't know, 70s, 80s kind of, graphics, just lines, color lines, and that's it. And you control one continent, and you place down missile silos and radar stations and air bases, and you also get, different battleships, battleship submarines, aircraft carrier site. And you basically, the objective is to lose the least, so try to protect your civilians and destroy the other continents before they destroy you. So it's like total Armageddon.
Yes.
And for such a simple design game, the demo is only, 60 megabytes, which I couldn't believe. And it's kind of, blown me away, no pun intended. But, it's kind of addictive after a while. It's not really an RTS in a way, I guess, but it's I don't know, it's hard to explain, I guess, because the people who made this game, I think they're called Intro Version.
Yeah, yeah.
They also made the Uplink game where you like pretended to be a computer hacker and you know, did jobs for people around the world, which you actually had to do on the keyboard by typing in commands, or if you knew DOS or whatever program they used.
Mm-hmm.
And they also made Darwinia, which is some kind of like inside a computer little graphics of fighting against each other or something like that. But they make very, I guess you could say, interesting and unique games, which are big, are really kind of, you know, a cult hit. So these guys, I guess, you know, it's a great game. I guess you can just best if you can, you know, check it out for yourself. So we'll post up the site after it's on the link. I mean, we'll post the link up on the site. There, I just lost. See, we're not pros, definitely.
Yeah, no. And it's only like 10 euros or something, so, you know, cough up for it, because it's a good game and all.
Yeah, you know, these guys, you know, it's not like they did hard work for, you know, something that's really good. For, you know, such a, for like a, you know, something that costs less than a lunch out in a restaurant, you can get a pretty awesome game.
There you go. Yet another way games are helping people. See, if you can't buy food with that money, you won't get fat.
Oh, man, if that's the case, I haven't been playing enough. I haven't been buying enough games.
Damn straight, I'm much in the same position.
I just don't buy games because I can't afford it. That's the thing, mate. So, so what other games have you been playing?
Well, you mentioned Uplink. I've been playing that as well.
Oh, did you get that as well?
Yeah.
The demo, right?
No, I bought that one.
Oh, you bought it? Oh, okay, man. So, because I only played the demo, and you know, because I don't really like buying things on the internet, so.
Yeah, no, I picked that up. Yes, I've been playing that. I suck, but, you know, I've been playing that. It's pretty fun. What else? Oh, I have picked up the 2142 demo, which I'm sure you'll have something to say about that.
So I'll let you do that.
What else have been playing? Sounds about it. You know, Firefox, Microsoft Word, Microsoft Excel, library book, university assignment. Sick. That's about it.
And for me, well, let's see, I've been playing the Battlefield 2142 demo, of course, which I have to say, since I'm a big fan of the series, I absolutely love. It's just the future warfare and the new weapons, the way they look, the way they sound, the new vehicles you are, like the huge 2 foot, well, not 2 foot, sorry, the two-story high Battle Walkers is like from MacRoyer, if you ever play those games. And you got the tanks, you got a hover tank, which basically, you know, levitates in the air. It's all, you know, brand new stuff, which brings a whole new dimension to the Battlefield series, and I'm just loving it. I wish my computer was a bit more powerful to take advantage of all the eye candy and all that, but even on low settings, because my computer, that's the only way it can handle it, it still looks good. And I tell you, some of the things you see there, especially, you know, explosions, I can't say they look real, because I don't think I've ever seen a tank explode, but, you know, it just gives you that feel that you are actually there. And especially the sounds are so, I don't know what to say, but, you know, it's just great. That's all I can say, man. What else been playing? I'm not sure. Nothing else really. But Minesweeper. Oops, sorry, I wasn't supposed to mention that. But
Oh well. Good old Minesweeper.
Yes, it's a good time waster, people. So, you know, bear with me. I guess once you, again, you can probably say Skype, Internet Explorer, email, TeamSpeak.
Winamp?
No, I don't use Winamp. I use Microsoft. Was it the Windows Media Player for my stuff? Winamp didn't have the 5.1 support for my speakers, and Media Player did. So I just, you know, decided to use that.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's all the games we're playing. And next we got the website of the show. As we all know, every episode we have, we like to talk about a website that we come across that we think you will probably enjoy. And this one I came across a few weeks back is the PC Gamer Video Podcast. We'll have the link for it on our site. And what this basically is a video podcast by PC Gamer Magazine, and it's a famous magazine for the PC gamers out there, as the title suggests, I guess. And this podcast, the video podcast, is really, really good. I guess that's all I can say. The thing is that these guys get the chance to go into places that we would hardly be able to go to, such as, you know, the headquarters of companies like EA. Also, they get to go to, you know, like LAN events. I think they went at a Showdown LAN in America recently, and they also had a podcast about the World Cyber Games. You know, it's basically the Olympics of video games. And normally, people wouldn't be able to get into these places, and especially us, we live in Australia, we would have to actually fly across the big pond to get there, and they probably wouldn't even let us in because they don't like the look of us. But
yeah.
But yeah,
those jerks.
They're damn bastards. But anyway, this site, they've gotten a heat couple of episodes. Well, not a couple. Let's see. They've up to, I think, episode 19 now over the last maybe year or so. And, it's very professionally produced. I guess they would be because, you know, they're such a big name in the gaming industry with PC Gamer.
And they have money.
Yes, they have money. We don't have money. So, you know, everything we're doing right now is free because the programs we use, Skype, that's free. The recording is free. The editing is Audacity, which is free.
My mic was a hand-me-down freebie.
My mic was came with the Unreal Tournament 2004 game I bought, so, you know, free, I guess. We paid for is the hardware and internet, I think.
My parents pay for the internet.
I paid for mine, though, so I know, I feel special. But anyway, back to this video podcast for PC Gamer. Very well produced. They do, I don't know how to explain, but they, you know, makes it look very professional, and I guess they are professional because they got money, we don't. And it's very informative, so if you want to take a look at certain things in the gaming industry that we normally wouldn't have access to, such as, you know, companies, headquarters, sorry, and also, you know, tournaments, go there, take a look, and, you know, leave comments as well for them because everybody likes to hear comments.
I'll have to have a look now.
Yeah, you have to look. And speaking of comments, we'd just like to say if you've got any comments you want to, you know, give to us at Video Gaming is Good, we'd be happy to accept any comments, even critiques, you know, in a way to make the show better, which I don't think there is a way because I think we're good enough.
Oh, yeah.
For something that's free?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes. And it just with that website of the show, I'd like to say to any websites out there that, you know, with our 400 million downloads a week, that any company that wants to bribe us, we're not. We're purists. So IGN, you can take your 20 million. You can just take that back, and we're not gonna accept your dirty money. So we're purists here.
I don't know what to say to that, but... yeah, but you get any comments for us, leave it for us. Our website is videogamingisgood.podomatic.com. You get anything else you want us to talk about, any you know, requests for things to cover, chuck that our way. Once again, we've got a email address, but we don't use it, so don't send it to us because we'll probably won't even bother to open it up.
Hint, hint, make comments.
Yes, make comments. Yeah, so I think that's about it for this show. Is there anything else you want to add, Lee?
Just that Leroy Jenkins likes chicken, that's it.
Where the hell do you get that from?
Because he says it, or it says, I have chicken, or something about chicken.
Oh, okay.
He has some sort of connection to chicken, good old Leroy.
Oh, okay, I guess. And do I have anything else to say? No.
Do you?
No? Not really. Thanks for listening. If you want to donate any money to us, don't, because we'll feel bad about it if we take your money. This is a free production by two guys who got nothing else to do in their time. Well, we do have other things to do, but we said, hey, if there's some people out there who want to listen to us, you know, I don't know why you want to, but, you know, thanks for listening, I guess.
Because we're only the greatest podcast on the planet, that's why.
We're so good, we don't even know what to do when the time comes, such as now.
Yep.
I guess anyway, so I guess that's it for this episode. In a way, I guess kind of boring, but thanks for sticking with us. We didn't really plan this out much, so whatever we just said, we saw on the spot. And I think the next episode we gotta try and order it a bit more evenly, I guess, and make more funny jokes and comments. I think we did some funny comments in there, so I don't know.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, well, thanks for listening to us. I'm Darren, aka Ammo, and
I'm Lee Slaughter.
yep, the guy that just got well recently, so that's good to hear. Thanks for
Yeah.
joining us on episode 7 of Video Gaming is Good, and we'll catch you next time, hopefully.
Farewell.